Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, introducing you to the crimes that they are now guilty of committing. Okay, that's all they're doing, folks. The mainstream media, all of these conservative outlets and what you would call liberal outlets, friends, they're just introducing you to the crimes that they're trying to normalize. Because if it wasn't true, then why is nobody being prosecuted for their crimes? It should come as no surprise that the best that you have in this country, friends, is a bunch of men in this country, in fact, doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of many of crimes, namely under Donald Trump Jr., that his dad is guilty of advocating for. But yet here's little Don Jr., little arrogant kid with a silver spoon plugged into his pie hole, and what does he do? He just does nothing but fundraisers, friends, highlighting the crimes that his daddy's guilty of, but blaming Joe Biden. See how this works, friends? Both sides are working to uproot who you are as a people, and yet the American people still haven't figured it out. I see on social media platforms people talking about how they proudly stand with Trump, the father of the vaccine, and the advocate of the gay agenda like none other, speaking of Donald Trump, and they're just saying, this is how you make America great again. And then if that doesn't work, friends, what they'll do is if you challenge the stance that they're trying to take because they have no ground to stand on, you just ask them how many different presidential contenders are there for the 2024 elections, and they'll tell you two. And these are the people that don't believe the mainstream media that's driving the narrative of only two to pick from, right? When in fact that there's quite a many more of them than just the ones that they're naming. And, of course, they don't want you to keep that in mind because then you would be exposed or they would be exposed for their hypocrisies. You know what? The Bible's clear when it says it's better for the rock to fall upon – or, I'm sorry, for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. Some people are just gluttons for them standing under the rock that is going to fall upon them soon enough. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, anyways, with that said, I also wanted to highlight this that should come as no surprise. Somebody just brought this up on social media platforms. This is live radio. This is what it's about. Matt Gaetz, remember this guy? Matt Gaetz was the guy that was under, he was being scrutinized for child trafficking. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. But Matt Gaetz was, as a matter of fact, the other guy that was a part of him child trafficking, and Matt was just as guilty, he's in prison, but Matt got off. See, this is how they control the opposition in federal government. What they do is they extort them, guys like Matt Gaetz, and I can go on with that list as well. But Matt Gaetz recently just came out, him and his wife were blasted for supporting the Barbie movie. Now, I already knew, friends, and I do know, and I can convey this to you with all confidence, you can't trust a thing coming out of Hollywood anymore. Just zero. I don't care what it is. If it's not subliminal or it's just blatantly in your face. And I am just tired of what they're advocating for. They're advocating for their own destruction. I mean, figure that, friends. You're in the freest nation. You have more light than any country in the history of the world, and you want to destroy your own country. Doesn't everything else go with that when the destruction takes place? Apparently, they haven't thought that far, or they haven't thought that through. It's absolutely ignorant every step of the way. But Matt Gaetz and his wife were blasted for supporting Barbie movie. Why? Well, Republican, the good guy, that's how they sell them to you. There's no difference between the right and left, friends, today. They're used to divide and conquer, Mark 325, that's it. But his wife, Matt Gaetz, and his wife, Ginger, were criticized on Tuesday for attending an event for the new Barbie film, which has made headlines for what? Promoting the LGBTQ agenda. Nobody's promoted that agenda more than Donald Trump or the transgenderism than Donald Trump. We've exposed that 1,000 times. We've let him say what he wanted to say right out of the horse's mouth. We've shared pictures. We've shared videos. And yet people still stand with these people, friends. Well, Matt Gaetz defended the decision to watch the movie because they're all in the same little pack with hell, friends, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Ginger Gaetz did not recommend the movie to others. Oh, okay, that's great. Barbie features, listen carefully, the actor Hari Neff. This is what Hollywood's promoting. This is all criminal in this country. A man who claims to be a woman, Neff told the LGBT publication out the film is candy with a little poison as it relates to the theme of the gender. Now, I know people still can't figure this out, but I do think of Jim Jordan, who was caught up in sexual scandal. I think of others that have been busted in sexual scandal. It's scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and the American people are trying to figure out why these guys are actually supporting and promoting this kind of garbage. It's because they're guilty of it. And the only thing that they're doing, once again, friends, is introducing to you the crimes that they are guilty of committing and advocating for. They're trying to put the light out. And let me remind you, Americans, the only light that you have left is the Bible, and you better hold to it. It's the only light that you've ever been given. And if you want to fail to hold to that, well, then you're going to lose everything that goes along with what he also promised to those that refuse his mercy. Okay? Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. To them that repent, put that into context. Luke 17:2, when you get a moment. One of the things that I wanted to highlight really quick here, too, is, friends, is this is on the forefront of what people need to be paying attention to. The PBS, which is another propaganda outlet, just highlighted Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Jr., listen carefully, testifies at House hearing on social media and alleged censorship. It's just alleged. Did you just hear PBS defend big tech companies again and government corruption from illegally censoring the American people, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights? I've told you this 100 times, friends, and until you've been on the other side of this, you're never going to understand it. I have been accused of everything under the sun by the mainstream media, in which of nothing that they've accused me of has been proven to be true. Not a thing that they ever have said has been true. They can't even get my name right, friends. Okay? So to suggest that it's an alleged censorship when it's on their side protecting big tech companies, but on our side it's never alleged, it's you're guilty until proven innocent. And this is exactly how they protect their own friends. And again, you got to pay attention to what's going on. Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. We're going to come right back. I've got much to cover. You see it for what it is as to what's going on in this country, friends. And it's only for us to right the wrongs. Isaiah 58, verse 12. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Telling you what, these criminals in government, they cast it into your teeth and the powers that are tolerated. If they do the biddings of their master pulling the strings, well, guess what? They get book deals. I was just highlighting the crimes, and I could go on and on throughout state and federal governments, friends, and showing you how they work hand in glove in this alliance that they think that's gonna overthrow God and his government somehow. That's never going to happen, never will, never has. The seed of the righteous is forever. Let me remind you of what Charles Spurgeon rightly said. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. Notice the hammer needs to be replaced. The anvil doesn't. Friends, understand who you are, because by the grace of God, we're not going anywhere in the face of all of these devils that think that they're going to have their way. King David, as a matter of fact, even prayed in the book of Psalm, though they gather together against me, they shall surely fall for thy name's sake. Those that dig a pit, they shall fall into it. They shall fall upon their own counsels. The Lord's our shield and our buckler. He keeps us as the apple of our eye. The Bible says that he looses the loins of kings from before us. King David prayed that the Lord would intervene spiritually from heaven on this earth and bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked when he said, it's time for you to work, Lord, for they have forgotten thy law. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Folks, I can go on and on of all the promises that are given to the church that is on the offensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. The church shall prevail. When Jesus said, it is finished, friends, upon the cross, that was a judgment upon the prince of the power of the air. And that gave us the opportunity right there to bear that cross and do the same thing through the cross by the power of God unto salvation to those that are holding to that cross, to understand the power of that cross, because that is the power that conquers the enemy, Luke 10:19, and nothing short of it. Oh my goodness, folks. All the promises in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. They all belong to us. There's absolutely no reason why the church in any country is not conquering. I guarantee you in third world countries, the Church of Jesus Christ is conquering. In America, they're asleep. They're preaching a false doctrine. They set up false prophets and false apostles and teachers as a judgment unto themselves. It's the same thing that you're seeing in government today. You know how corrupt they are, but you tolerate them in their corruptions. Not a good place to put yourself. And might I remind you, even if things of Psalm 2 right now, which I'm going to read to you. I want you to listen carefully as to how this reads out, okay? Because it does belong to the church. It's still the same to those that are in Christ because the Lord has not changed, Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8. But I want you to listen carefully, friends. Why do the heathen, the bad guys, and the unbelievers, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth, so they think, set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break forth the bands asunder and cast their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Folks, I didn't hear anything where the Lord said he was going to take us out. I heard where he's going to take out those that are on the opposite side of that, those that were assailing the Lord's purposes on this earth as it is in heaven. I mean, it reminds me of Sennacherib, the one that said, you know what, don't, he went to the people and he said, don't trust in your God. He's impotent. I have the strongest military power in the world. And what happened? The word came from Isaiah that, listen, it's going to fall back on his own head. And it did, folks. And it did. And it did. Why? Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. It's as plain as the nose on your face. If history teaches us one thing, no matter how much the bad guys want to dominate the airwaves with their bad news and trying to deceive you into believing that they have all power, I am telling you, folks, it's all a deception. That deception starts from them into thinking that they have usurped the throne of God, which will never again happen. And if it were to, or as it did in the past, friends, and I'm thinking of Isaiah 14, what happened? He was struck down from heaven. And what did he do? He tried to usurp God's throne. Isaiah 14, starting in verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. If you don't know who you are in Christ, friends, you're just going to be bewildered. But if you keep your eyes fixed on him, he's going to show you who he is. And when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in the books of the apostles and the prophets, friends, and I'm thinking of the book of Acts, I'm also thinking of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, I'm also thinking of the epistles, I can't see where they were ever given the defeat one time. I can't find it. Well, Bradley, they were martyred. That wasn't a defeat. That was a victory. That wasn't a defeat. That was a victory, man. Their time was finished. They did the will of God on this earth. And no matter how, you know, we've heard this, that history is written by men who hung heroes, right? Yeah, that's true only so far. It's temporal because the Lord's always going to get the last word in there if we're paying attention to it. Let me say it this way. Look at how bad America is and look at all the judgments of God raining down upon a disobedient, rebellious people. Do we deserve it? Absolutely we do. But with all of the negativity and all of the bad things going on in this country, you know what's amazing? The voice of the Lord speaks louder than all of it. When he says, right, you still have the freedom to do the right thing, what are you doing with it? Hey, folks, you still have the freedom to do the right thing, what are you doing with it? Because I got to tell you, friends, every single day I get up on this radio program, I cannot tell you how sick and tired I am of going across the boards and seeing nothing but lies and more crimes of those that the American people tolerate in this country. And that's exactly what we're doing. The American people have so accustomed themselves to defeatism. They've been so desensitized into believing that the small portion that controls the narrative is the majority. And they act accordingly. and then they go and parrot the same message that there's nothing that anybody can do about it. When in fact the Lord's sitting back up there in heaven laughing at the people saying, you have no idea. You have no idea. And what's worse, let me bring it over to a spiritual perspective once again. You even talk to Satanist friends, and they'll tell you that the church, the Christians in the church, have no idea the power that's accessible to Christians. They're scared to death of it, Americans. They're scared to death of it. But here, let me show you the message the American people put up with. How many crimes has this witch right here, Hillary Clinton, been accused of? Let me ask you, all those that want to defend the likes of a Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan, I know that they're out there. Listen, folks, I've had people say to me, you don't like any politicians. No, I love the institution of government, but I'm tired of trying to convince you that those that you're allowing there are doing absolutely nothing about the crime. And I could go on with that. And I'm thinking of all the other ones, the Matt Gaetz, the Jason Chaffetz, the Laura Boebert, the other one. I could see the other one. What's her name? Green. Oh, my goodness. Ron Paul. I mean, they're all good for nothing. For seriously, friends, what are they good for? Where is the justice? Does that not answer what I'm trying to tell you? And I'm trying to tell you this is what you put up with, and this is why you have more injustice, is because you keep putting up with these people that are nothing but a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics. I wish I could blame somebody else for that, but let me go back to this. Do you see this woman right here? Her name is Hillary Clinton. How many times has she been grilled? How many scandals have her and her husband been exposed for? How many? How many people have fallen dead around both her and her husband and their criminal administration for exposing them for who they are, and the American people know it, but yet she's still there? Did you know that she got a book deal? Yeah, of course she did. Did you know that Barack Obama did the same thing? Did you know that for all the crimes that he committed, 1,163 transgressions that he committed, kicking up against the blood of those that sacrificed themselves to give him the opportunity to be there? Did you know that he was given a book deal? Yep. I know. Nobody buys their books. I get that. Nobody buys them. But the thing is, they're casting this in your teeth. They're trying to show you that they are above the law, that they can do whatever they want to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, friends. Here's another guy. I don't know his name exactly, but he's just corrupt. From the top of his head to the feet, bottom of his feet, as these other two are. Remember this clown right here, Comey? Yeah, he got a book deal for $10 million. Here's another one from the Federal Reserve. He got a book deal. Here's another traitor that got another book deal. Anybody that is faithful in destroying who we are as a people, they get book deals. Bill Clinton got a book deal. Valerie Jarrett, a known Iranian traitor. That was under criminal Barack Obama, foreigner Barack Obama. She got a book deal. And, of course, the AG Eric Holder, the one that was busted red-handed, actually trafficking guns to blame the American people, he got a book deal, too.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A dangerous heat wave continues to blanket much of the southern U.S., affecting more than 40 million Americans across more than a dozen states. The National Weather Service has issued heat alerts with heat index values in the 100s expected from Texas to Florida. The White House says it's unfortunate a vote on judicial overhaul plans took place in Israel with the slimmest possible majority. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyke says the country hasn't seen a divide between sides like this before.
And I doubt that it would the sides both dug in now and the opposition even more determined to stop the next step in the legislation, that it will be possible to reach a compromise.
The plan removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Another interest rate hike is on the horizon. The Federal Reserve will meet Tuesday and Wednesday with a rate decision coming after the second day. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I just wanted to show you, America, again, the obviousness of what's taking place on a global basis. You have other countries on a daily basis mocking you. You're becoming a proverb, a byword, a joke to other nations. And it's taking place because of the inaction of the American people who tolerated. Here you go. You know, some people, by the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're on the top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to those pages. If you ever feel like I'm being facetious about what I'm saying, folks, I just got one question for you. Is it true what I'm telling you? Number two, who's the responsible party for what is taking place in this country? It always comes down to those who led it. Those who led it. That's the responsible party. I mean, the American people, in the face of what's going on, are accomplices to the crimes for tolerating it. I mean, that's scriptural. It truly is. Oh, Bradley, I'm doing my part. Yep, so am I. But you know what? The bottom line is when I look at what's going across this country, I say to myself, oh my goodness, there's so much more I can do. And I don't know where I'm going to get the time to do it, but I still feel that something within me wants to do more than I can, even when I can't. And most people don't even go that far. They don't go any further than getting out of their chair and turning their computers on and watching somebody tell them, in many cases, what they don't want to hear, Bradley Dean. And that would be called a faithful witness that delivers souls. They don't understand that a lying tongue spoileth the soul. We're not going to lie here. We're going to tell you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear. Let's go over to Australia really quick just so you can see how you're being mocked over there. This is all brand new. You've probably seen her before, but they're mocking you for what you're tolerating in the People's White House once again. And I don't know why, but it is an embarrassment, to say the least.
The free world, the man who holds the most powerful position on earth, U.S. President Joe Biden. Yesterday, the president traveled to North Carolina to visit the recently renamed Fort Liberty to sign an executive order. And sadly, things did not go well. Here's just 10 seconds of the president staring into space, looking utterly bewildered and disorientated.
And this is, if it does not work, this is a great opportunity to show you.
They want you to believe that you voted him in.
Oh, dear me. It did not get much better when he said a few words, or at least tried to.
Nash County, Edgecombe County.
See, I mean, folks, and it's not even funny. It really, truly isn't even funny. Did you see this? I believe it's Tim Brown that did this one, Shorty. I'm sorry, it is not. It is Robert Spencer. Biden regime Defense Department gives special perks to soldiers who are mentally ill. So when you look at your military and what you're allowing them to do with your military by appointing men dressed up as women to be leaders of your military branches, whose fault is that? Would that be somebody else's fault? I'm just curious. I mean, look at folks. We get to show you what they're introducing you to when it comes to the crimes that they're guilty of. And this everybody knows in the country. Look at this. Biden, according to 75 million United, by the way, it's a lot more than that, but that's the website. Biden administration weaponizing federal agencies to block parents' efforts at removing pornography from schools. I didn't know. Okay, so this is perfect. I didn't know that the federal government had the authority to usurp the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Here, let's just go over there really quick, just so I can teach some of you people that don't know the difference a little something here, okay? So when you go over to the 10th Amendment here, I'm just going to read it verbatim for you. And again, I want you to hear it for yourselves. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, they've never been delegated, okay, nor prohibited by it to the states, okay? The states, folks, within themselves have the power to block federal government, because most people don't know that the federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. But what we have now is the American people have become so backwards and ignorant to their founding documents that they have the tail wagging the dog, so that people might believe these lies, such as Biden administration weaponizing federal agencies, unconstitutional agencies, might I add, to block parents' efforts at removing pornography from schools. So what does it go back to? What Bradley Dean has always been telling you, that this is an attempt to assert parental authority. We're seeing the states do this in line with the federal government. Why? Because the federal government has taken the position where they have the purse strings and they can dictate what happens to the states. Why? Because the states forfeited that power. They didn't get it taken away from them. They forfeited that power. When you look at 99% of the governors across the state, we can go to 100%, let's just go there. The 100% of the governors in the United States, who do they listen to? Who do they submit to? More than not, the federal government. Why? Because they are allied with the federal government and the global initiative in which they're trying to establish. One question for you. Go back to the plandemic. Which governor stood against the plandemic? If you say anyone's name, you are incorrect, because every governor in the United States of America, including Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem from South Dakota, the first one is Florida, went right along with it, lock and step, every step of the way. And where you got information in contrast to that, I know not. I truly do not know. Oh, and speaking of the pandemic, did you see this one, folks? This is brand new. Got to share this with you. This guy, he just fell over. And they don't know what happened to him. If you're on social media platforms, check this out.
He's been left behind. He's on the naughty set from PSG. He's not gone on the tour of Japan. What have you been supposed to see? Check.
This is brand new. I wonder what that's about. Haven't been hearing about a whole lot of people dying lately, have we, folks? But they are. They're still falling over, friends, right in front of your faces. And most people act like this is a thing of the past. It's not a thing of the past. It's still going on. Speaking of which, I said a couple minutes ago that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I know that there's some people out there that will try to say that this was just a happening by chance. It was not just a happening by chance. This is just a little foretelling of what's to come when it comes to the people that are responsible for advocating what they call the pandemic. Okay? This, what I'm about ready to show you, is a moment where a tornado took a Pfizer plant completely out. And I want you to see the video here, okay, because it's important that you do. Check this out, folks. This is the Pfizer plant that was completely destroyed by a tornado. And I know some people, I know how people like to reason away the things that the Lord does, but you can go ahead and reason it away all that you want to until that day. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Yep, I know it's just by chance, some might say, but I'm telling you, it's not just by chance. Look at how it lays in its own destruction, friends, in its own path. That tornado completely annihilated that plant. The Pfizer building was completely destroyed by a tornado. Completely, folks. You're not going to reconstruct that. You're not going to refurbish that building in any sense of the word. And again, I know people say, well, Bradley, that just was, you know, that was just a chance situation that happened. All right, well, you know what? I can tell you it's not going to just be a chance situation when you stand there on Judgment Day and you answer for what you tolerated on this earth. You know, how many people sit there and pray, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and then they turn the channel, and here's this guy named Bradley Dean pointing his finger right to the reference of the Word God, the Word of God that applies to what's going on in this country, and they think, ah, no, no, that's a thing of the past. That doesn't apply to us anymore. Oh, I'm here to tell you, friends, that's just not the case. That's just not the case. Let me go over to Jeremiah 5:28. Lord, what are we going for here? I got a pretty good idea, and I think I know. And am I being facetious? Absolutely not. Pretty serious scenario on what we're talking about right now. They are waxing fat. They shine, or so they think. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. And the right of the needy do they not judge? If you don't mind, we're just kind of shooting from the hip today, obviously. A lot of people are talking about spending a lot of time on Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the ones that made the movie Sounds of Freedom. Here's the deal. If Tim and Mr. Caviezel, in any sense of the word, are fraudulently doing what they're doing, that's on them. Okay, that's on them. I praise God. It was made to show the American people what's been going on in this country for a long, long time. See, now the problem that we're having, friends, is people want to get caught up into an argument over Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel and expose them for who they are. When, in fact, I can tell you the people that are really taking a lot of time trying to expose them for who they really are have never, ever fell subject to the mainstream media. Never. I can tell you that is a fact. But when you've been there and you've been accused of everything that you are not guilty of, too many ignorant people believe the things that have been said when they should know better. Am I justifying Jim or Tim? No, I'm not going there. I'm just saying I don't care what they're doing. I just care that they exposed it for what it is. That's what we need to take from the movie, and that's what we need to hold to. If they have an agenda outside of that, that's on them. Period. Amen? 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that I'm afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is a wash of liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, anyways, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We've been shooting from the hip, folks. There's a lot to cover on a short amount of time. And again, I want to, my objective from day one and be a part of the answer rather than being a part of the problem is what the church is supposed to be doing. Isaiah 58 verse 12, common sense comes into play here, is to be out there in winning the day. And we've been doing that. And I'll tell you what, you're constantly surrounded by unbelievers that call themselves believers. And it's a hard work. It really is. King David prayed that the Lord would bestow people around him or bring people to him concerning those that had the testimonies of the Lord and those that kept his precepts. And I'll tell you who they are. They're not self-appointed professed Christians. They're God-appointed. I'm seeing a lot of this right now, as a matter of fact, and I wrote this in my book. And by the way, I'm going to read a piece of my book in just a moment here for you to give you a little taste as to what it's about. The name of the book is called Soldiers of the Cross, and that will be up and coming. Hopefully, in the next 3 weeks, we should have that copy for you or a hardback for you. But if you go to Isaiah 52:11, speaking of those that are self-appointed, make distinction between those that are not God-appointed and those that are self-appointed. One's called of the flesh, one's called of the devil, John 3:16. One's called of God, and one's called of the Spirit. Okay? So I just gave you two definitions of both. But when you go to Isaiah 52:11, what does it say? Depart you, go out from among... from thence, this is King James Version, go out from among them is what he's saying. Touch no unclean thing. Go out of the midst of her. Be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. They also make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Go to that of Ezekiel 44:23. And you can make distinction, friends, by the anointing that bears witness to the truth, not to the lie. And again, I got to tell you, being someone that's sitting in the middle of all of this in this country, it is hard to find people that fear God, that walk in the cleanness of who He is, that walk in the fear of the Lord. They're hard to find in this country, friends. There's so many that profess to be one thing, and then when you get close enough to them, the Lord will bring things to the light, exposing their heart, and it's like, oh my goodness, okay, at an arm's length or at a distance, there's like layers of an onion that you put people in. You have to. You really, truly have to, because you don't want to have your garments stained, right? Is that being holier than thou? Is that being better than others? Absolutely not. It's guarding your heart with all diligence is what that is, and that's called common sense. Okay? Do you care about who your kids hang out with? Now do you understand how the Lord feels, right? He cares about who His kids hang out with as well. So, I wrote this book. It's called Soldiers of the Cross. I literally have gone through it over and over and over again. I've been up 5, 6 o'clock in the morning for the last month and a half now, putting this together. And as I told you before, I started the book, and then I realized I was writing two books inside of one book. And then after I separated the two books, I came up with Soldiers of the Cross, and then the other one is called Behold the Lamb of God, all fingers pointing at the front of the church. And then the Lord drops another title on me, Children of the Apostate. Oh boy, that one's going to be easy, or I hope it will be easy, because I see it at every direction in this country. But when I wrote the book, Behold the Lamb of God, I had to start off the book explaining to people about the heart of God. And I hope this helps you understand this. If you want to call in, by the way, 1-866-582-9933. It's just a short preface is what it is. It's called It Cost the Lord Everything. And I want you to think about this. John MacArthur said this, and he was right. He said, don't believe anyone who says it's easy to become a Christian. It costs God everything, including His own Son. And it will cost you the same thing, including yourself. Absolutely. The Lord's not going to have no part with us. He's either going to have the whole of us, or He's going to have none of us. Okay? Before we start getting into the pith and marrow of this, I want you again to understand the heart of God towards man concerning what's found in 1 John 4:10. Listen, this is Scripture, pure Scripture. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, a sacrifice to appease God's wrath. Oh, and I want to say this. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, but I know carnal men will try to take that out of context too and try to accuse us that God did that so He could love us. Nope, He did that because He loved us. Okay? Big difference. You guys ever heard of Baby Quinn? Several years back, no, I'm thinking about 12 years now, I had spent time with the mayor of Atlanta. His name was Andrew Young. I know he's still out there. Super cool guy. He was the right-hand man to Martin Luther King Jr. And when we went out there, we also went out and spent some time with a guy named Samuel Kyle. And Sam Kyle, he's a preacher in Memphis, Tennessee. And when we went over to meet him, we knew who he was, obviously, prior to getting there, that he was the man that was standing right next to Martin Luther King at the Lorraine Motel in 1968. On that balcony, standing right next to Martin Luther King Jr., when a mushroom bullet hit his neck and blew it out. Okay, he was standing right next to him. Well, Sam Kyle is the one that shared this story with me. He said this. He said his grandson, Baby Quinn, had a complete heart transplant. They found that through an ultrasound that he had an underdeveloped heart. The insurance company said that they would pay for the birth but not the transplant because it was only experimental and only five had ever been done. So they started to raise money. Baby Quinn needs heart was their campaign motto. People from all over the country began to send money in to help out baby Quinn in his new heart. A couple in Chicago was losing their child, and they wanted baby Quinn to have his heart, so the doctors took the heart of the dying baby and did a complete heart transplant in the other. It was a miracle. The doctors got so caught up into making this work for the little boy that they waived the fee and said, just pay us whatever you can. This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart so that baby Quinn could live. Oh, what it must have cost them, the pain, the grief, and the suffering. Now, today, baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer, and every now and then the donor's mother visits Quinn. She grabs him and puts her head upon his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart. And when you think about this, folks, this is an absolute powerful testimony at every given level. I mean, I want you to think of this. When we were dead in our trespasses and in our sins, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. We were hopeless without him, yet he then sent his Son, Jesus, to intervene on our behalf. That is to those who receive him so that life becomes no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives through me. Friends, the question that I have for everybody listening to me even now is, whose heartbeat does God hear in you? Is it the heartbeat of his Son, Jesus Christ? Or is it your own? Is it the will of the Spirit? Or is it the will of the flesh? Folks, they're at enmity one against another. If it's of the flesh, friends, I would strongly advise you to read Acts 20, verse 21. And repent towards God because you violated his moral law and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Put that up against Exodus 20, Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Whose faith is it? By faith, it's the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Do you understand the transplant that takes place there? Folks, King David used to say that when you'd go to bed at night that he prayed that he'd wake up into the image and likeness of his Father. Folks, the bottom line is we need that transplant as well. Every single one of us needs that transplant, especially those that say that they can see because you are the ones that Jesus said are blind. Americans must repent at this turn in history if we're to have a future and a hope. And we don't repent to have a future and a hope. We repent so that we can please the Father in all things the way that the Lord did in his Son, Jesus Christ. And again, if that transplant takes place in us, he's going to say the same things of us. Why? Because again, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also want to let you know that the donation button is on that site. You keep us out there. We do not have sponsors. Your gifts and offerings keep us out there. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. We have the Minnesota State Fair coming up as well. That will be for 12 days at the end of August. If you'd like to volunteer, we would love to have you. Again, if you'd like to do that, that number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.